Diamond End Sports. I'm Kevin Faulness. The Minnesota Lynx are moving on.
Minnesota leading by one, 75 to 74. Repair again will try to bring it in. They go to Sandra Lucini, a 90% free throw shooter. She will loft up a shot and misses at the buzzer, and Minnesota is moving on to the semifinals. You can never count this team out.
Lynx Radio with the final call. Lynx get the victory, 75-74, despite being down by as much as 17 at one point in the game. What went wrong early?
I mean, I think you have to credit Golden State. I think that they, you know, they came with the appropriate bounce in their step. And, you know, you can know it, you know, as the opposing team. You know exactly what you're walking into. Sometimes you can't know anything about it. And I thought that was the case.
That's Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve. The Lynx get the victory and will wait to see who they will face in the next round. It'll either be New York or Phoenix. Last night, Phoenix beat the Liberty to force a game three. That'll be tomorrow night in Arizona. The Vikings will have a new quarterback under center on Sunday. Carson Wentz will step in for the injured J.J. McCarthy.
It's exciting. Pretty fast pace, you know, the last couple of weeks for me. It's been fun to see JJ and interact with him and kind of be a part of what they've been doing here, you know, this whole offseason. And it's a bummer, obviously, what happened to him. Been there more times than I care to admit. But, you know, it's been fun to see how he's responded already, and exciting for me.
Vikings host the Bengals at noon on Sunday. The Twins fell to the Yankees last night at Target Field. Taj Bradley took the loss.
Don't get behind. Like, I feel like they beat you when they get runners on, and then they'll clip you for the multi-home run hit. So I feel like that's the biggest thing towards the Yankees.
Twins are off today. Kevin Faulness, M&N Sports.